This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So I wanted to keep Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com with us two more segments. So I love picking his brains. We're one of the smart people I know. And I wanted to talk about the election and the martial law and all the preparation for that and the CIA coming out and saying, oh, there's going to be a big civil war. But before we hit that, just big picture, Mike Adams, where do you see humanity and the universe and the world right now in the scheme of things? Because I just want listeners to realize your rent, your car, your wife, your husband, that's all important. But compared to your consciousness and just being aware of the incredible position you're in, to me it seems like that's victory if we're just aware of our destiny. But in your view, what is humanity's destiny, Mike Adams?
Well, I believe, first of all, none of us are going to recognize the world we once knew within a few more years. So by the end of 2025, I think our minds are going to be completely blown about where we are. But I have a positive outlook in the long term. We're going to go through a very, very dark time. I believe the globalists will succeed in killing now an estimated 2 billion human beings. But I don't think they'll succeed in killing the roughly 7.5 billion that they want to kill. I think that there is a great sorting out that's happening right now. People are being forced to choose a side. And on one side is God, creation, life. On the other side is the devil, and destruction, suffering, lies, deception, all of that. And what's amazing about this time, that's kind of a gift in a twisted way, is that people can't sit on the fence right now. So there is this great cosmic sorting out taking place. And where this is headed, I believe, is a world that's going to be, like you said, the hypodermic needle is the weapon system. So there's a world war via a needle that's taking place. This is going to be combined with economic collapse, with additional bioweapons that are released, and on top of that,
it's
some social chaos.
We have to buy in and agree to it. It's always back to free will.
Well, this is the ultimate satanic trap, is to make you sign that contract with the devil so that you have consented to your own destruction and the destruction of your soul.
That's right. You're marked first for death. You must mark yourself. So we see with the angel of death, the story of Moses and the judgment of Egypt, they put blood on the door to say, no, we want it to pass. You put the mark on yourself. You want to be destroyed.
Well, that's right. And you remember, God spared those who put the mark on the door, passed them over, right? And so we have to now stand up and say no to these injections. This is why I'm so frustrated with Trump trying to encourage people to take the vaccines. I believe these vaccines are the mark of Satan in your tissues, that if you agree to these vaccines, you are mortgaging your soul. Now,
well,
maybe
just say
God
it. They admit it. It's genetic Congress. It's you're having a genetic beyond your mother and father that came together. You're now having a Congress with this genetic material. You're having sex with it. It's a sex magic.
Well, right. And there are transhumanism elements in it, such as the transfection phenomenon that happens. And, you know, I've been on your show even talking about the spike protein invading the cell nuclei, and then causing a disabling of the NHEJ chromosomal
repair
system.
Well, you said it almost 2 years ago, like 20 months ago, and now they admit it goes in and turns off your DNA's repair. This is literally a Congress with death. This is a death ritual, a sex ritual. The people that take this are having sex with death.
Yeah, and it's a genetic level dismantling of your human biology. It's kind of like, remember the old Tron movie? It was like you were being de-resed. You were being disassembled.
Absorbed.
At the biological level. And that's exactly what this is. It's a disassembly of human biology. And, you know, when Biden says, hey, it's going to be the winter of death unless you take the vaccine, he's right about the winter of death, but it's if you've taken the vaccine. That's what we're already seeing now, and it's only going to get a lot worse in the months.
Well, let's talk
years
about
ahead.
That, because you're right. Bill Gates and Fauci said, oh, the death's about to be worse than ever. What an admission that their vaccine didn't work. Back in 60 seconds, final segment. with Mike Adams. Then Jason Burmes takes over. Then the War Room coming up in 55 minutes with Owen Schroyer. We're fighting as hard as we can.
Rarely in life you come upon something that is an absolute 360 win. And this is a 360 win situation for everybody that loves liberty, that loves health, that loves being informed, and loves being free. Ladies and gentlemen, when you buy amazing high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, or you get books or films or water filtration or air filtration, all of that makes you healthier, all of that makes you wiser, and your purchase keeps InfoWars on the air at a time when it's so critical and the world is finally waking up. Help supercharge the Great Awakening even more into the year 2022. Please make the resolution to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Ultimate Bone Broth, our great Vitamin D3 product, Winter Sun, and others, at up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It is a 360 win. The only way to fail is if you don't take action. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com now.
Mike, what do you think we individually can do right now in this space and time to get ourselves ready for this huge change, this huge metamorphosis that's taking place?
Well, we have to unplug from the Borg control system. We have to unplug from the Matrix, and it's very seductive to go into it and to become part of it because of all the so-called benefits and the, you know, mark of the beast. It's coming. They're going to crash the fiat currency systems around the world, and they're going to put in place an electronic, you know, financial system, and you will be ostracized from society if you refuse to participate in that. And you know, cars that will monitor you and everything. But we have to say no to that. That's the only way we save our bodies and our souls and survive all of this. But Alex, let me bring in something else that's really relevant here. I texted this to you the other day. Remember the story about IBM and Samsung announcing this new breakthrough microchip technology? They're able to do vertical stacking of transistors.
Absolutely.
Now on the Z-axis.
Explain how, I meant to get to this. Explain how huge this is. Start over. Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt. Vertical stacking.
No, not at all. Hey, it's your show. You can interrupt me anytime you want. But the IBM Samsung announcement, new vertical stacking, so they can put microchips in 3D spaces now along the Z-axis, and it has an 85% reduction in power consumption, which means an 85% reduction in heat. That means they don't have to deal with as much heat dissipation. The bottom line is
revolution in technology.
This is Skynet. Okay, I'm just going to call it Skynet. That's my opinion. IBM doesn't call it that. For me, this is Skynet, because what this means is they can have picoscale. Now, picoscale is just underneath nanoscale. IBM already has technology to build transistors at 2 nanometers. 2 nanometers. They're about to go, according to my sources, to 800 picometers. Okay, so that's 0.8 nanometers. At the 800 picometer scale, combined with Dr. Charles Lieber's research, patents, method and systems for scaffolds comprising nanoelectronic components, controlled growth of nanoscale wires. These are patent titles I'm reading. Nanoscale sensors for intracellular and other applications. Intracellular circuitry at the nano and pico scale. Once you do that and you have the low power requirement, you can drive these AI microchip systems embedded in human biology using the available electricity from the human body. They've turned you into a literal copper top. You're
and that's the overall simplification in 1999, 23 years ago, of the matrix, we become the copper top. But this is literally wiring our bodies with a system where we power the surveillance grid that's part of our body, the final revolution. Makes perfect sense.
Yes, and again, it sounds like sci-fi, but it's all real. There's a company out there, InBrain Technologies, I-N-B-R-A-I-N, InBrain Technologies, got 17 million VC funding, I think, earlier this year or last year, and they're using nanowire integration systems with human neurology as, quote, treatments for dementia and Alzheimer's, and they monitor your neurological behavior, then they use external AI computing systems, and when your brain hits certain flags of behavior, then they push impulses back through that nanowire mesh system in order to control your brain and stop a seizure or stop dementia or whatever, you know, their treatment is supposed to be. Well, it's not difficult to understand that what that technology can be used for, which is, you know, to stop people from being angry, let's say. Maybe there'll be mandatory nano mesh installation systems in all newborns, for example, or all adults at some point. And you have to have the system, and then the government or whoever's in charge just sends out broadcasts, you know, be calm, be nice, or another broadcast, go kill yourself, you know, that kind of thing, right? So we are now living in the sci-fi future, and what they can do with this is extremely dangerous, and we know that these governments are trying to kill us anyway. They're all about depopulation. So you got to say no to this stuff, or it will destroy you.
Bottom line, they're a bunch of mad scientists, but if we don't conform, and if we're aware of it, their plan doesn't work. Only us being chattel material, like components they use, lets us be part of this. But saying we have free will stops it, Mike, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. And instead of worshiping technology, we need to worship Jesus Christ. We need to worship God. We need to read the Bible instead of reading, you know, tech blogs all day. I mean, even you and I, Alex, we probably need more time away from all the screens and all the cameras and everything, because the real world is what anchors you back to your humanity.
No, totally. You're being in the woods, being on the farm, but you and
absolutely.
I, we're conscious, which is an example. Once you're conscious, it gives you a lot of power over it. People that aren't conscious, it dominates them. We know, I'm not speaking for you, but I know this. I jack in, I hate it, I feel it, but I just do it. But yeah, it feels dirty and I hate it. Imagine the average person that doesn't know how to unjack from this.
I feel exactly the same way. I don't want to be doing what I'm doing right now with covering all of this news. I'm just trying to sound the warning for
exactly.
humanity.
Exactly. The average leftist wants to be on air. They want to be seen. You and I, as I know, I see you. I understand. We're jacking into this dirt just to warn people. We're not doing
That's
this
it.
As we like it. We want to be away in the farm by ourselves with our family, close to God and the moon, the sun, and life. But we're jacking in to warn people, just like in the Matrix they jacked in.
And it's some kind of a twisted burden that God has given us for whatever reason that we feel compelled to warn other people, even at the risk of our own safety. A lot of people don't feel that way. You know,
they think we're weak because we care about people. They think that's dumb.
Right. Right. You know, if there's a fire in a building, you know, a typical person is like first for the exits and running over elderly or whatever. And you know, you and I would be like screaming, head for the exits. You know, we open the door, help people through, and we might burn up in the fire as a result. But it's just our nature. I don't know why.
But it's our instinct to build civilization. Like, you're supposed to help people.
I guess so. Yeah, you're exactly. You're supposed to help out your fellow you know, human beings, brothers and sisters across the entire human race.
I'm not
going to
be there when my daughter or my son or my wife needs help. I want to be an example so other people help them when they need it. Don't these Satanists get that? That's why they're so blind. Like, I guess none of them have children. It's all insane.
Well, they're betting on, they think that greed and power are more powerful than empathy and compassion. And in some people, that's true. But thankfully, not in everybody. You know, we are still human beings. We still have empathy. That so-called natural circuitry in our brains is very real. And it's a gift from God. It's part of consciousness, free will, creativity, the divinity that we are. And of course, we are so much more than our bodies.
Every power I've got flows from empathy. Like, that's my connection to the
exactly.
universe. And these Satanists think it's a weakness. No, it's a strength, Mike, like you said.
Well, yeah, and this is what may ultimately save us with God's blessing. I think we win in the end, but I think we go through a tremendous amount of suffering in the meantime. And civilization, you will not recognize it a few years from now. And remember, you even sent me the video. Back in 2010, you and I predicted publicly they're going to have quarantine camps, forced vaccinations. And at that time, people thought that was crazy. You know, we're a decade ahead. It's not hard to see where this is going. Take this seriously, folks. It's real.
I totally agree. Powerful hour plus. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. God bless you, brother. Be safe.
God bless you, Alex.
Have a great Christmas.
You too.
All right, Jason Burmese is about to take over. Yeah, we're so close to the end, folks. We're so close now, which is the beginning. And we're going to decide right now the future of humanity. And there's a lot of children and a lot of innocent people that can't fight who aren't men, who aren't women, who aren't grown up, that are counting on us. So I know I can count on you folks. I know I can count on this crew. I know we can beat this enemy. We're not perfect, but we love God. We love justice. So take the live feed, Infowars.com/show, freeworldnews.tv, and share it. And please go sign up and watch the course. It's game changing. ResetWars.com, 25% off through this Christmas. That helps keep us on air. Plus it's powerful.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jason Burmis here. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. I wish I had more of an upbeat program to give you. Now, originally, I was going to enter with Build Back Better and the Great Reset, because right now, Twitter's got a nice new, you know, it's cute, a fact check on the Great Reset. Apparently, the BBC and The Guardian have confirmed that it is the World Economic Forum's response to recovering from the coronavirus. And unfortunately, a lot of that's Johnny nonsense, because what we're going to show you during this segment is Andrew Capo Cuomo, the guy they got rid of via a sex pest, when all of his policies drove up deaths, isolated people, destroyed economies on behalf of the Build Back Better agenda, which he announced openly and will play for you April 17th, 2020. And a lot of people focused recently on Charlemagne the God and Kamala Harris having a spat on who was the president, but they didn't focus on her outright lying, saying that the Build Back Better plan was her and Joe Biden's plan. They came up with it. So we're going to get there, but because all of this is really about transhumanism, and Mike Adams just did a very, very good job of telling you about Lieber, I was unaware that he had now been convicted. Because this was a story that I was covering all the way back in February of 2020, I believe, pre-coronavirus restrictions in the United States, but you could begin to see them coming. You all of a sudden saw shelves in big cities, like when I visited D.C., becoming empty. You saw the hype train of mandates and lockdowns coming. And the story was really interesting because there wasn't a lot about it other than this nanotech angle. Well, I want to point out and start now with the fact that we have plenty of documentation that this is a reality today. Today, this is a RAND security document. Brain-computer interfaces. All right, and you know what's so lovely about it? The good people at the FDA, which we should all be trusting, are involved in this. Now, again, this is a 2020 document. We have really focused on this NASA document from 2001, pre-9/11, because when Mike Adams talks about the Borgs that they're creating in China, I'm sorry, but we've been creating these people since the post-World War II security state and born classified. Let me just marginalize this for a second. And again, we were going to begin here, but I think it's really important to understand that we were doing human experimentations through the Department of Energy that go well beyond even what we know about in radiation, okay? And when we talk about classifications and building up the continuity of government program, right? The shadow government that didn't exist for so long into what it is today. Well, we use something else innocuous. It's called the National Programs Office. See what you can find out about that. Pretty tough. I did a movie. I put it in there. But you can see right here, it was to ensure continuity of government in the event of a national disaster. Boy, we've been in a national disaster for some time now, right? So when we look at the human brain interfaces here, the BCIs as they call them, again, DARPA's fingerprints are all over this with the FDA, all right? So as you can see, they give you the abbreviations there, but I want to put it right here. A key effort in the fueling of most of these topics has been the brain research through advancing innovative neurotechnologies initiative and the National Institutes of Health. Oh, the NIH. You see how all of this is really about medicalization and transhumanism? We've given more power to the FDA, the NIH. They're telling you DARPA, this is over a year ago now, is going to have a chip that not only detects COVID and other viruses, but cures them all. But cures them all. It's all here. This effort is broadly aimed at revolutionizing and understanding the human brain. Now, in this, they talk about invasive and non-invasive technologies. So it's not that far away from reality, if not a reality already, that injections could literally rewire your brain because they can already use magnetic fields to communicate with them. All right, we're going to show you that technology here. That's already real. It's been a reality, a declassified reality for well over a decade, well over, that you can actually control things like drones, folks. You know what? Why not bring that right back up there? Control things like drones. See if I have that right up here. That one might be tough. We'll continue with the document because I think that the magnetic fields thing is very important. But you can see the Food and Drug Administration and the Intelligence Advanced Research Project Agency, IARPA, DARPA, they're all here. And I'm sorry, you know, we may get to the clip. I don't know if we'll get that far. But I do have a clip of Musk talking about overpopulation. Problem is, he's in bed with DARPA. The guy is in bed with DARPA, period. We need to stop acting otherwise because that's who he is. He launched, okay, the military version of Starlink, Blackjack, with SpaceX. Rocket technology is very old. And he's cut deals with NASA, just like Google cut deals with NASA, right? That's a big deal. And they talk about the risk of bankruptcy, not if he keeps doing deals with these people. That's the whole point. And again, this is, you know, I see Jimmy Dore now covering this. You know, in April of this year, now 7-8 months ago, they were talking about the chip that can detect COVID. And they were pushing a chip back then. This technology, this stuff we talked about, Invisible Empire, the grain of rice technology, they were injecting families post 9/11 on the Today Show with that technology. All right. Obviously, it wasn't detecting COVID-19, but it was storing all your information. And now you have Rupley and the South China Post basically normalizing that. And by the way, that Swedish company, that's a company I've been talking about for 2-3 years now because they've already gotten so many of the Swedish people to take it. It's very trendy and hip, right? But now we have being advertised where? That's Albany, New York, CBS affiliates. Why? They've taken the key to slavery pass. They've taken the QR codes. Their authoritarian dictator, who literally replaced another authoritarian dictator, Andrew Capo Cuomo, is going full board on it. Full board. They're not messing around. They've got the mask mandate. It doesn't matter that health departments don't want to be involved in this anymore. They're starting to see the facade. Andrew Capo Cuomo sold the state out to be reimagined with education via the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Did a nice little Zoom with them. Reimagined with smart cities, with Eric Schmidt, did a nice little Zoom with them. Reimagined with Michael Bloomberg on contact tracing, who are going to be the enforcers. Okay, they're the ones that are going to start handing out the tickets. They're going to ease you on into it, right? Did a nice little Zoom call with him, too. So we're going to show you, you know, the Build Back Better plan from April of 2020 via Andrew Capo Cuomo and talk about so much more. I want to remind people it is the holiday season. Now is the time to SaveInfoWars.com and donate over there. Make sure they're around.
I have come to you countless times over the last 28 years and asked for your support. And you have come through, and you know who you are. And all that work is building towards the crescendo of 2022. I can say without a shadow of a doubt, intellectually, spiritually, and at a gut level, that all hell has already broken loose, and it's about to get 10 times worse. But this is the time that tries men and women's souls. And this is the time when we're going to all see who we really are. So now, More than ever, please spread the word about InfoWars.com and the articles, the videos, and please keep us on the air while you get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. We have got the best supplements, the best films, the best books, the most informative information, all at one place, thousands of items at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's a win-win because you don't just get great products, you keep the tip of the spear InfoWars on air, you keep that light of liberty burning bright on that hill. Thank you so much for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com, and I'll see you in 2022.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To the quote-unquote Great Reset and Build Back Better. This is not a parody. This is not from the Babylon Bee, who seems to be doing more real journalism than, you know, those traditional networks, which are out there doing the bidding of the very predator class that they're talking about. This is the new World Economic Forum proposal for post-COVID economic recovery. Oh, it's Reuters and the BBC, not the Garden. Thank you so much, Twitter. Thank you for letting me know that, because I thought the Build Back Better plan was really Kamala Harris. That's what she said. So as everybody focused about her temper tantrum right here about snapping that she's the vice president and Joe Biden's the president, he's clearly a zombie puppet that decides nothing. None of his policy is his, period. And we're going to get into it right now. Now, I want to show, here's Kamala Harris talking about Build Back Better and how it's her idea, everybody.
Now, I know you wanted to speak on the Build Back Better plan, too, but, you know, it seems like, once again, Senator Joe Manchin is stopping progress on that. Why?
Yeah, like this guy has any idea what that plan is, that it's total slavery, that it's repackaged New World Order globalism to make regular citizens feel like they need to be subservient to an authoritarian government.
Well, look, Build Back Better is something that the president and I care deeply about. It was, you know, it was our original idea.
It's almost like a bad comedy show every time she says that. It's her original idea. So, first thing I want to do is, while I was looking into Cuomo and the Build Back Better theme, because, look, we have a ton of different video compilations where you've got Trudeau, you've got Charles, right? You've got a broad spectrum of bootlicking, loser, predator class minions talking about Build Back Better. But it was in February of 2020, the first time they kind of put it on paper before COVID had even gotten here, where, if you look here, you had the Build Back Better assessment report. Okay. And then what we're really going to get into is when Cuomo on the 17th, we're going to play that clip, and we're going to play a lot of it because he invokes 9/11. He's almost bragging that he knows everything's going to change. Remember, we're a month deep nationally on this thing, and he knows because he was their front man. He was the guy that was out and out promoting this thing, talking about reimagining before that slogan was even making its rounds. So let's get into that right now.
Is we go from today to tomorrow, but we talk about the new normal. This also has to be an opportunity where, after this horrendous period that we have gone through on every level, after the exorbitant cost of this, the personal pain of this, the death of this, this has to be one of those moments in time when we look back where we say society transformed.
He is outwardly bragging in April of 2020 while bringing the better tomorrow, already using the reimagine rhetoric. And he'll use the phrase Build Back Better. He'll invoke 9/11, too. Don't worry about it. And be like, look at all the things we got done after 9/11. We can get all those things that we wanted, and everyone said we couldn't done now. This is his coming out party for evil.
It was a learning and growth and transformational period where growth and evolution was accelerated. Yes, society took a terrible blow, but it became a moment of reflection where all sorts of new reforms and innovations happened.
All sorts of new control. I mean, are we happy about the national security state that was emboldened and rebuilt after 9/11? Are you happy that we have signature reduction, where they talk about a guy named James Darby who's sending out hundreds of false identities across the board on a daily basis, working for some consultant agency? Are you happy? That's totally outside of law, with all of DARPA tech to literally evade what? Facial recognition, biometrics, everything they say we need. We need. They don't need it. It's all right here. They're totally unaccountable. Signature reduction. Are we happy about that? Was that an innovation, Mr. Capo Cuomo? I would say that was the de-evolution of our civil rights, and now it's coming home to roost with the DHS being sicked on the American people openly.
That's what we have to do with this period when they look back at it. So our goal is not, let's get up and turn the machine back on and keep going the way we were. No. How do you make the changes now that you've been talking about in some cases for years, by the way?
Bragging. Oh, we've been talking about this for years. And remember, they will shift this virus into, quote unquote, climate change and carbon credits. Mark my words.
But you never had the political will to do it, or it was too hard, or it was too difficult. We talk about environmental changes that we're going to make, but we never really do it. We talk about issues of income inequality, but we never really get there. You know, we talk about changes to our public transit system, but it's too hard, it's too controversial. All right, well, now you have an opportunity in this window to really make changes and reforms and improve things in a way you haven't. And by the way, if you went through this, and you went through this pain and aggravation and suffering, and you didn't learn, well, then shame on us.
Oh, shame on us if we didn't take advantage of everything they just said. Think about that. Did he mention the virus once on the reform of what they were going to do? No, he mentioned the environment. He mentioned transportation. He mentioned equality. And how awesome has the equality been in New York City since this, when violent crime has tripled in there. And this new mayor they got coming in for de Blasio, he ain't good, folks. He ain't your friend. He's all about this authoritarianism, just like this guy was.
Then shame on us, because there are so many lessons to learn. And then you come back better than you were.
Oh, better.
9/11. New York took a terrible beating. This nation took a terrible beating. We learned from it. We grew. We're better. 9/11 transformed the country.
Now, notice he's saying all these negative things we're about to talk about were good things as they transformed the country after 9/11. The capo laid it right out for you.
If I told you before 9/11 you were going to take off your shoes when you went to an airport before you could get on an airplane, and they were going to go through every bag and every, you would say, I'm never doing that. 9/11 said this is a different world. Look at all the security measures we now have post 9/11 that we would have never envisioned. We went through Hurricane Sandy. We didn't build back what was. You build back better than before.
Oh, we build back better than before. Okay, and he talks about reimagining all of this. He talks about, you know, he actually lies and says that, oh, we didn't need the facilities for people, right? We didn't need the Javits Center. We didn't need the ship. No, because you had a policy of not treating people early or at all, and instead putting them back in nursing homes to infect people. And then they got rid of you via a sex pest. And then somehow they had the foresight to get rid of your brother, who we already knew was helping you via these sex pest investigations, not Andrew Capo Cuomo serial killer policy, you know, investigations, not those, right? And he gets out of CNN just before his lead producer is involved in a pedophilia scandal where he's grooming young girls to be on tape. Sometimes via their mother. Got out on that one. So weird. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk about this real transhumanist agenda. And we're going to show you that this has been in the works for some time. Go to SaveInfoWars.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down
or moving slow,
and that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. We are talking transhumanism, the Great Reset, building back better, and of course, DARPA's role in all of this. And when you look at this RAND document, I want to focus in right now on the term magnetic, okay? Because they have both invasive and non-invasive programs. If you look up here, when they say speak of invasive, they mean surgical. Okay, that's what it means. But when you look down here, it says another DARPA program, the Next Generation Non-Surgical Neurotechnology Program, involves a non-invasive system capable of reading from and writing to multiple points in the brain at once. Okay, and the natural extension of that is using EEG waves, right, and transcranial magnetic stimulation. This is not science fiction. This is happening now. Okay? And that is why I am extremely, extremely apprehensive of what? Endorsing someone like Elon Musk. Although we are going to show you where he tells the truth, right? We don't endorse lies. All right? That's what we don't do. And we don't point out, just the negatives of someone when, yes, they are talking about some positive things. What you're actually looking at there is yet another book called The Great Reset, right? That's their Twitter fact-check plan to save us all, the World Economic Forum. That's from July of 2020, published July of 2020.
Okay? So again, all of this is outwardly there. One of the big excuses they say they need to regulate your life is because what? You're a carbon criminal. You're a carbon criminal. It's absolutely ridiculous jackassery. Okay? And there is more than enough energy on the planet. There's more than enough room on the planet. We played Kurzweil last time. Mr. Transhumanist, Mr. Singularity, right? Talking about how 95% of the usable land and energy is unused. Okay? We haven't harnessed 1/10,000th of what we can from the sun. All right? So here's Musk admitting that, yeah, population control and implosion is actually a bad thing. And maybe AI is, you know, the most dangerous, but that could be dangerous too.
Well, AI is certainly one of the biggest risks. It could be the biggest risk. I think we need to watch out about population collapse. This is somewhat counterintuitive to most people. They think that, well, there's so many humans, maybe too many humans. But that's just because they live in a city. If you're in an aircraft and you look down, if you dropped a cannonball, how often would you hit a person? Basically never. In fact, there's stuff falling in from space all the time. Natural meteorites, old rocket stages, all the time. But nobody worries about it because the actual, in fact, there's a good cool website called Wait But Why, and Scott Timmerman, like, he actually just did the math, and all humans on Earth could fit in the city of New York on one floor. Don't even need the upper floors. So that's actually the cross section of humans as seen from Earth is extremely tiny, basically vanishingly small, almost nothing. So we need to chat about population collapse. Low birth rates, I think, is a big risk.
And remember, this is pre-COVID 1984. I think that's either 2018 or 2019. And I agree with him. I agree with them. But then why are you pumping the invasive technology via Neuralink, right? That's what I want to know. Why? What, do we just have to join this thing, Elon? I mean, I don't believe that. And remember, aside from, oh, we're going to help people with Alzheimer's, right? Oh, that's very noble. And we're going to help people that are para and quadriplegics. Again, very noble. We're going to use brain implants to treat your severe depression. All right? And that's where you get into yet another interesting avenue of this document we're going to show you. But as you can see here, this woman's obviously very well adjusted. She's taken the brain chips that they're now trying to commercialize. This has obviously helped with her severe depression, as she's alone in the sun in a mask. Alone in the sun in a mask, heavily obese. I'm sure she's extremely happy. I'm sure that this thing is helping. Well, if you look at, again, magnetic stimulation right here, and resonance, they talk about soldier use. And they say at a more complex level, the technology could provide insights into the emotional state of a soldier, okay, that might provide red flags as to whether and when the soldier might break psychologically, when the soldier might have a psychotic tendency, or perhaps when a soldier is shooting to miss. All right? And they talk about the use of functional magnetic resonances, all right, imagining to identify the falsehoods and the ability to detect whether the subject is concealing information. So beyond a truth serum, and they even talk about controlling these soldiers, their actual movements and actions. Again, through what? Functional magnetic resonance imaging. We live in a time when all of the technology I just discussed is openly out there. And we have only seen a very small fraction of it that has been produced. And if this COVID-1984 nightmare has taught any of you nothing, let it be this, that there is a consortium of predator class individuals that go well beyond, okay, left or right, Republican or Democrat, USA, or even China, China, China. That's how this consortium works. That's how we know with this Wuhan laboratory leak, that's not the case. No, no, no. It's not the case that it was leaked. It's not the case that the Wuhan lab was the only one doing it. And it wasn't just the Chinese, was it? No, we know the NIH, people like Fauci, and then other people like Collins, who was protecting the narrative grotesquely, censoring anybody that was outside of their little narrative. But it's okay. Francis Collins sits up there with a guitar and plays you about Poof the Magic Virus. And then on his way out, he sings you Somewhere Past the Pandemic. It's funny. He looks unassuming physically, right? He's a nerd. He could never do anything bad. And that's the masses psychosis that they've created. And they create different levels of it. Am I endorsing China? No. Do I not think that China has a military program for super soldiers and chimeras? Of course they do. But what technology is that based on? Post-World War II tech. I encourage everybody to check out Andy Jacobson's work. In fact, that's a great thing to give for Christmas. If you got somebody who's interested in this stuff, give them some audiobooks. Mail that information out. I hope that Jones ends up getting her on because, boy, her stuff on DARPA, okay, on Area 51, on Operation Paperclip, on the biometrics they used via the war on terror, it's bar none. So in these last couple minutes, I do want to be positive. I know a lot of you out there have felt ultra-negative effects of this COVID-1984 nightmare. But when I see somebody like Anthony Fauci up there now telling you to disinvite family and friends based on their vaccination status, I'm going to tell you to invite strangers into your home, friends of friends that have felt ostracized, and try to gather and hug them and love them and still celebrate with your family members that have and haven't had these shots and still try to open these conversations that are very, very real. And don't let them divide us this holiday. Instead, let love win. Let love win. I'm looking forward to the next few days. I hope you guys are too, and I hope you find it in your hearts to support Alex Jones and Infowars.com in this very, very dark time. If you can, please go to SaveInfowars.com and just make the donation. I get it. They have Infowarsstore.com. They've got a lot of great products. I'm not saying don't shop there, but seriously, if there's anybody that's earned it and gone to bat for free speech in a very, very dark and Orwellian time, it would be Alex Jones and Infowars.com. So once again, I want to say thank you guys for joining me. You can follow me at Jason Burmis. Still battling YouTube. Still don't have my channel back. But you can go to rockfin.com, rockfin.com/Jason Burmis. You can follow me there. You can support me there. And that's where all of my reports are, free of censorship. And we need more platforms like that one and more platforms like Infowars.com and band.video. So happy holidays and Merry Christmas. I love you guys, and I will see you on the flip side.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.